Hi, everybody. It's Michelle here.
And George. Hi, Fred George.
Michelle from Boo Sounds.
Yep.
This is now my first Boo on my iPhone 5C. I got it in blue, although, except for if you turn it on the back, you can't tell, or turn it so that its back is up. You can't tell that it's blue because it's in a black OtterBox case. I chose to get the Defender because I can get I can drop things very easy. And, you know, with an expensive piece of equipment, you don't want to. We're still in Kingsway, Garden Mile, just sitting in front of the source, just sitting here and chilling. Deciding whether we want a snack, coffee / snack, or what we want to do before supper. And, because we're going to go to an event called Art Fuse tonight. But, it's here. I'm very thankful. I got all the accessibility set up. They have bold text, extra contrast. I had it all put on here, and... So everything is going peachy keen. It's actually funny. I went and I bought my phone and the warranty and stuff like that at the source. And then I had to go to the Bell store to get my case, which is where I used to purchase my phone. It's kind of ironic there, right? Yeah. So I'm enjoying it. When I had this in the palm of my hand to put in the preliminary information, I was so scared I was going to drop it. It's so thin. And now in the OtterBox, it bulks it up. And it actually has a similar feel to my 3GS, only it's a bit wider. So I'm going to have to get used to that. It comes with a belt clip. So except for when I'm using it, I'm going to keep it in its clip. It's going to make it a lot easier.
It's funny. It was her phone. Even though the phone is slightly thicker than the 5. And you think that one's thin? The 5 is thin. Mm-hmm. And it's all metal. Well, it's got glass at the top and bottom. But anyway, it's still thinner than the 5C. But yet, when I put mine in my big Defender Otter box, it makes it look thicker.
That's for sure. I'll put that as a picture on the cover art of this Boo.
It's, they built the previous OtterBox, the Defender model anyway, a little clumsier, because I've got these borders that actually make it a little trickier sometimes to get to the very top and very bottom of the screen.
Yeah, because you were saying that the way that they have it, the obscure part of your display, whereas mine is totally uncovered. So you can see all the real estate. Wow, it doesn't take long for it to get dusty.
Yeah, silicone attracts.
Sorry about that, guys. I was rubbing off some of the dust, and I went and I went over the pause button. I've got to get used to that being so sensitive. Mine, it's like my old one. It was like touch. I gotta think. Now it's like wow. No comparison. So, yeah, George was saying silicone attracts, dust. Well,
yes.
And so does, of course, the plastic.
Plastic, yeah. I'm forever picking little things off this one.
Yeah.
We got the Defenders, yeah, they have this little plastic membrane that is directly over top of the display itself. Mm-hmm. So.
And a lot of people would say, oh, you should get clear coat or whatever, but you have your membrane, and you know, as long as you're in your OtterBox, you're fine, because there's no room to move.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like I was explaining when I was helping to put it together. It's a zero tolerance situation. That thing's not allowed to move anywhere.
I say hallelujah. I've got some getting acclimatization to do, and getting used to the fact that now I'm running iOS 7. I think that's the most big thing. It's nicer to have the bigger screen. So there's a few things. So anyway, I'll leave it for now. May our journeys be safe today. Take care and God bless. Bye for now.
Bye.